afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Vali, and I am going to be with you from 3 to 4 today. This is CITR 101.9 FM that you are listening to, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the music that I have for you today. So first of all, I'm going to play a song by Canadian singer Abby J. Hall, and it's called Time.
You wanna give me some thunder? You wanna see if I bleed? Loving when you're pulling me under, it's the last thing that I need. All I really wanted was some truth and your love. But the storm is over, and I've given enough. Oh, oh. Sing it out like it's never been sung. Sing aloud to me when it begun. Oh, I don't know where it was open from. How could I help when I couldn't tell? Scream it out like it's never been done. Sing aloud to me when it begun. Oh, I don't know where it was open from. How could I help when I couldn't tell? Oh, you wanna give me some thunder? You wanna see if I bleed? Loving when you're pulling me under, it's the last thing that I need. All I read upon it was some truth and your love. But the storm is over, and I've given enough. Oh, oh. was I half a man when you soft love put the blame in my hands? Laying alone as I fade to gray. Oh, baby, I could hear thunder from a mile away, yeah. Back then I was twice the man, yet another thing I never understood. I was laying alone, I was fading to gray. Oh, baby, I could hear thunder from a mile away. Oh, yeah, you want to give me some thunder? You won't see if I bleed. Loving when you're pulling me under, it's the last thing that I need. Oh, I'll be the warning, with some truth that you love. But the storm is over, and I'm giving a no. I'm giving me thunder. Oh, yeah. Oh, the night is over. Oh, the night is over. Oh, the night is over. Oh, you wanna give me some thunder? You wanna see if I bleed? Love it when you're pulling me under. It's the last thing that I need. All I really wanted was some truth and your love. But the storm is over, and I've given a no. Oh, oh.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Up next, I'm going to play, a song by GTA Nigerian-born artist Amaka Queenat. It says here that her genre-bending style allows for a full range of experiences and no lack of imaginative creativity, something that I would say is very true. And listening to this next song, which is called Neighbors, you will see a lot of that kind of genre-bending, as it says here, style really seeping through the song. I very much enjoyed this song when I first discovered it, and so I hope that you will too.
Let's see if you can help me with a problem. Every day, I encounter many people, young and old, but in one important way, they're all the same. They're all growing up.
Is that the problem?
Yes, growing up is a problem.
Childish sometimes. Why is that?
Well, you see, we all grow up at different paces, and so do the different parts of our personality. And some of us never really grow up completely.
Oh, I don't know mine. They don't know what mine is. I just can't find time to go over. Maybe we would be closer. That I could do better, yeah. Could get myself together, yeah.
As I ride with my hand on the wheel as seasons pass. 10 toes on the ground or we gon' crash. Tick, tick, time goes on, but where we last? Drifting off my mind, goes to the future. My body stuck in the past. Stop sign, but I hit it like stop watches. I'm finished. This clock watching me grinning. I'm stuck watching the minutes. Our hand, time is in our hands. Roses in the garden, I might stop and smell the flowers. Won't you beg my pardon? Could I stay a couple hours? Life is bittersweet, but I can't spend it being sour. Not a minute wasted, I know time is never ours. Cries from the bell, calls from the clock tower. But won't you beg my pardon? Could I stay until tomorrow? I won't waste a second, I know all my time is borrowed. So I'ma take 5 and say goodbye to all my sorrows. And then my time's up, I hit the road, I hope you follow.
So as I mentioned, Neighbours by Amaka Queenette from the GTA region. It's also featuring Remsen, who had that little that verse somewhere in the middle. It is a beautiful song, and I think it's very interesting because, as I mentioned earlier, she does do quite a bit of mixing genres in her music. It's not only R&B and soul, but there are some jazzy aspects to it as well. So I do very much like their music, and they actually just very recently released an EP which features 3 other songs recently last year, and so quite a few beautiful songs on that EP.
We're separate people, we have different minds. 2 different hearts, but they are both aligned. Whether or not we are in the same place, I close my eyes and I can see your face. Giving me strength falling apart, and I want you to think of a friend or lover when you hear these words. Can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to see you again. Can't wait to see you again. I can't wait until I see you again. Both sides carry a load. I've been at home and I've been on the road. But when you're gone, I get to inside my head. You can hear it in my voice when I'm upset. But you're giving me strength when I'm falling apart. I want you to think of a friend or lover when you say these words. Can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to see you again. Can't wait to see you again. I can't wait until I see you.
I've been sitting down. Okay, I'm standing up. I've had enough of going back and forth like cat and dog. Only face me, I'm in front of you. Are you back? I'm not. No more wahala.
Mind over matter.
Conversations with a nephew while watching the telly with nieces, but really my mind in the next room. You call it what? Telekinesis. Was hungover that night. I called in and told them I feel sick. They said be a bit more specific. How long and how far? I'm frozen outside of the venue. I don't think I'll be down to risk it.
How much you pay? What will you give? What will it take? When will you reach? What will you say?
It doesn't matter to me. I think you can find your way. Can I tell you how to live?
How much you pay? What will you give? What will it take? When will you reach? What will you say?
Doesn't matter to me. I think you can find your way.
Can I tell you how to live?
Eyes wide on the menu. Revenge is the sweetest of dishes. My particles shattered, my piece is defining my thoughts and my feelings. Barely statistics, articles plastered on ceilings. For time and then chances, my witness. Mind over matter, bending the laws of your physics. And what else I'm currently mixed with.
How much you pay? What will you give? What will it take? When will you reach? What will you say?
Doesn't matter to me. I think you can find your own way.
Cannot tell you how to live.
How much you pay? What will you give? What will it take? When will you reach? What will you say?
Doesn't matter to me. I think you can find your own way. I cannot tell you how to live.
How much will you pay? What will you give? What will it take?
When will you reach?
So Asu Cuomo, who we just listened to now, that was the song Anew. And so this Canadian musician is actually, once again, of Nigerian roots and heritage. He is kind of working out of, and I guess singing out of, performing out of Ottawa, and has even been described and I guess referred to as elevating Ottawa immigrant communities, which I think is very interesting because Ottawa does actually have quite a large immigrant community. And being Canada's capital, we don't really usually think of it as, you know, the music center of Canada. I would say usually Toronto and Vancouver are the two big, you know, artsy cities, but Ottawa does have actually quite a lot of music coming out of it. And actually Asu Cuomo was one of the performers at the Blues Fest a few years ago, and that's where his career kind of kicked off mostly. It's one of the two big, I would say, music festivals that happen in Ottawa are Blues Fest and Folk Fest every year. And there are quite a lot of different artists that will go there and that will take part in these festivals, in these music festivals. And a few years ago, I went to watch Folk Fest, and Passenger was there. And it was a very, very great experience, very lovely show. And so he recently, actually very recently, released a new album. And so here is one of the songs from that album.
Well, Rosie, don't be scared by the storm outside. We are safe and warm, we are home and dry. Though it rages on, there's no need to cry. Oh, Rosie, don't you worry, my dear. For there are many things that I cannot explain, like the howling wind, like the pouring rain, like the love for a child, like the pinprick of pain. Oh, Rosie, don't you worry, my dear. Don't think about the things that you can't change. For the world is cruel and it's violent and strange. But there is beauty too if you look the right way. Oh, Rosie, don't you worry, my dear. Oh, Rosie, don't you worry, my dear.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
Yeah. toute seule. Je me suis jamais brisé la gueule. Si le vent avait voulu, il m'aurait soufflé dessus. Attends-moi, je vais trouver la faille.
That was Premier Juin by Lydia Kempinski, who is a singer from Montreal, Quebec. Her parents are both Francophone and Polish. Once again, very nice song that I very much enjoyed listening to with you all right now. The next song I'm going to play is of Hozier, new album, his new album. And so, actually, yeah, that's a big question that I have. A lot of times I'll say Hozier, and recently I've heard quite a few people talk about Hozier. And it might just be the accent, but It is a big question that I have asked myself. I actually Googled how to pronounce his name once, and there was this whole Reddit thread that started off as, I think that his name is pronounced da-da-da, or I think his name is pronounced da-da-dee. And then basically the thread just turned into all of these people being just typing in emojis and saying how much they love, like, Hozier. And the music, and it's actually funny because I've seen quite a few memes about how much the singer appreciates oatmeal, which has nothing to do with the pronunciation of the name, but it's just a random fun fact. And if you may know, there's actually going to be one of his concerts coming up in October. And the tickets sold out so fast. And so unfortunately, I wasn't able to buy a ticket on time. So I'm actually meeting someone later today with one of my friends to hopefully buy some new tickets. So fingers crossed that it goes well and that we actually do get tickets and not just, you know, fake tickets. So please wish us luck. But here is the song As It Was off of his new album, Wasteland Baby.
Tell me if somehow some of it remains. How long you would wait for me? How long I've been away? The shape that I'm in now, your shape in the doorway. Make your good love known to me. Just tell me about your day.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Please do stay out and stay safe out there this summer, especially apparently if you're going swimming. I remember when I actually first moved to BC, my friend and I went and took a hike. I'm not actually sure where it was now that I think about it, because I was very new here, and so I didn't really know my surroundings. It's just like the first, you know, the first couple of weeks when you're on campus, everything just kind of seems the same. And then slowly, slowly, you start piecing together little bits around campus, and you start noticing, oh, right, when I'm at the Nest, the bookstore is right across, whereas before, you know, they were both completely different places. So I went on this hike, and there were all these signs about, you know, people, you know, jumping off of cliffs into little, like, swimming pools and little, not swimming pools, but I guess natural rock formation pools. And I remember reading that and just being very aware of my surroundings. And so, yeah, please do stay safe out there if you're going swimming or if you're planning on, you know, jumping into any naturally formed water pools, I guess. So I mentioned earlier a couple of the concerts that are coming up. And so another one that I think is either coming up very soon or just past, I'm not entirely sure, is the Billie Eilish concert. And so just as a kind of shout out to that, I thought I'd play my favorite song by Billie Eilish, which is one of her slower songs and is When the Party's Over. Like it, like that.
is better sometimes. Once we've both said our goodbyes, let's just let it go. Let me let you go. Quiet when I'm coming home. Say I like it like that, like it like that. I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that.
I remember discovering that song back in, I'm not actually sure, when it first came out. And it was around the time where it's just constantly raining every day here in Vancouver. And I remember listening to it as I was biking around in the rain and just being all dramatic and pretending I was in a TV show. Good times. But yeah, it's a beautiful song. And so whoever's going to her concert or whoever went, I should probably research when that is. But please have a lot of fun. The next song I'm going to be playing is a song by Emma Louise, and it's called My Head is a Jungle. And I discovered this song actually quite a few years ago, back when I still lived in the Seychelles, so probably when I was about 15 years old. And it's a song the song is beautiful. It's a beautiful song, but I found a remix version that was really, really good, and I just really enjoyed listening to it quite often. And so I have found a remix of it, and I'm hoping that it has the same effect as the previous remix that I used to listen to. But whether it does or not, it is a pretty long song, so just make yourself at home, sit down, relax, and please enjoy this remix of My Head is a Jungle by Wankelmut and Emma Louise.
I'm complicated. Thank you.
Fun fact, that was the remix of the remix that I used to listen to. Yeah, I actually enjoyed that. That was good. It was a lot more upbeat. The remix that I know is a lot slower and a lot longer. But this kept it short and sweet. Very nice.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Last concert that I'm going to talk about. I talk about concerts a lot. I really do enjoy them and wish I could go to every single concert out there. So I try to go to as many as I can. I spoke about this last week or the week before. I went to the Japanese House concert. And it was a wonderful experience. I've been a fan for a very long time. And so this is another song called Lilo off of their new album, Good at Falling. Beautiful song. And then right after that is Young and Free by Dermot Kennedy, who again came to Vancouver about a month ago. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to go and see. And my friend had the great idea of us going down to Seattle to enjoy the next concert in Dermot Kennedy's tour. But unfortunately, we weren't able to make that either. But next time Dermot Kennedy's in town, I'll be sure to go to the concert.
Myself an intellectual, I thought that I was capable. Every move was just habitual, and life was just a ritual. And Jamie told me that you met somebody nobody else could take me from myself. I wasn't searching for it anymore. The feeling I've been waiting for. Right.
Where do we go from here? Something came in with the night. Snow came in heavy, my boys and me wandering blind. Yeah. But it's temporary, darling. Now that bridge from Brooklyn to Manhattan heard all our lines. Meant what I said, I want all of this, all of the time. At the dune with the dawn, well, that's all I could want. We were young, we were free. Come on now, let it go. We were young, we were free. I was living in the cold, I'm coming home. To me stays with me, never to die. Held me brand new in the silence, swept wind through the pine. Like I said already, darling, I don't want you looking back at all the ghosts left behind. No, you'll stay near me, so road remains hopeful this time. We were young, we were free. Come on now, let it go. We were young, we were free. I was living in the cold, I'm coming home. Perfect line to open with a heart. Baby, we were bound to burn. We were young. We were free. Come on now, let it go. We were young. We were free. I was living in the cold, I'm coming home. Perfect line to open with a heart. That's all I could want.
Thank you so much for tuning in with me for this hour. My name is Vali, and you have been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you have a beautiful rest of Tuesday. Enjoy the warm weather. It's finally nice and warm. Going to the beach is great at the moment. Going swimming, remember, stay safe while swimming. And just in general, just have a lovely summer. And see you next week.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
This is Amanda. I'm the drummer in Adrian Teacher and the Subs, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.